Well, I took this picture in May this year at my friend's house in Bradford, West Yorkshire, in the north of England. There were several of us there, mostly old university friends of my husband's with their various other halves, you know, husbands, wives, partners, kids, and other, I don't know, friends, people, you know. We'd all had a pasta lunch, then these great homemade brownies for dessert. You can actually see some of the brownies on the plate behind Adam's arm in the photo. Adam is an interesting guy. Professionally, he's been a DJ, a trainer or monitor on a youth program, a program for young people. That's where I met him, in fact. And now he works for a homelessness charity, a charity which provides emergency accommodation for short periods of time for people who would otherwise be on the streets. And the usual thing is they stay in people's houses. So on any given day, you know, if you call round to visit them, Adam and his wife Lou might have a perfect stranger, you know, someone they've never met before, actually staying in their house, you know, sleeping there like as if it was a free bed and breakfast. With a scheme or a system like that, I guess it's easier to think of the disadvantages rather than the advantages, maybe, but well, I think it says a lot about Adam and Lou, a lot about what kind of people they are.
Yeah. I can see that, yeah. And what about the tattoo?
Oh, yeah. The tattoo, yes, sorry. It's really expressing some of Adam's deeply held beliefs and what he really, really believes in, both personally and spiritually, as a Christian or as a religious person. He believes that there are always possibilities. You know, sometimes we look at another person, like a homeless person or someone, and we, or some people, only see a hopeless situation, a situation with no way out. We see a person who will never change or whatever. But Adam, well, Adam is going to see something else. He'll see hope and possibilities. It's the way he lives his life. And he believes it so strongly, he had it written on his skin.